can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it. When you're out looking like you do, but you can't hide it. No, put you in a frame. Oh, baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Making me insane. You cannot be explained. Oh, you must be an angel. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it. When you're out looking like you do, but you can't hide it. No, put you in a frame. Oh, baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Making me insane. You cannot be explained. Ooh, you must be an angel. Put you in a frame. Oh, baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Making me insane. You cannot be explained. Ooh, you must be an angel. Honor of my heart, tattooed your mark there for the whole world to see. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it. When you're out looking like you do, but you can't hide it. No, put you in a frame. Oh, baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Jealous, but I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
To the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good.
Okay, so we just had the Prince of Pop and then followed by another Prince of Pop. We had Justin Timberlake, all of the Princes of Pop, who appeared on Star Search TV show back in 1992 singing a country song. But that one we heard was his latest single from his 2024 album, which is an amazing album. It's been kind of touring the piece recently. I've seen him on quite a few shows. But just think about Justin Timberlake. He has 10 Grammys, 4 Emmys, 3 Brit Awards, 9 Billboard Awards, to name but a few. He's got other stuff as well. He's got acting awards as well. He's come an awful long way since the Mickey Mouse Club.
Mickey Mouse Club.
Which is where he was discovered.
Yeah, along with Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Isn't she also in the Mickey Mouse Club?
And then we had, of course, the other Prince of Pop, Harry Styles, and one of the biggest bands in the world. If it hadn't have been the X Factor, we wouldn't have had One Direction. Harry, Louis?
I don't know.
Louis, Niall.
My facts about Liam, One Direction are very lacking.
And Zayn all auditioned for the show as solo artists, but were later put together in a group. They finished third in 2010, but the band obviously went on to achieve massive success.
Did they only come third?
Yeah.
Wow, and they became global sensations.
Yeah. They went on to have 5 albums, 4 world tours, and sold millions of records with hits such as Best Song Ever and What Makes You Beautiful. And after Zayn Malik announced his departure, the band started their hiatus in January 16, but they've all gone on to release solo material. And of course, if we hadn't have had One Direction, we wouldn't have had
Harry Styles.
And I'm very glad that we've got Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Anyway... Moving on. We've swapped over guests.
Yes.
Matt's joined us in the studio. Hello, Matt.
Hello,
Anne. It's just sitting in because I don't know what we're going to chat to Matt later about whatever he wants to chat about. But for now, we've got Bina. Bina has joined us. Hello.
Hello.
Get you on the right mic there, Bina. Hello. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. It was very quick kind of introduction, and I just saw... I saw your name of your radio, which I haven't heard before. There is a ring bell to me because I am doing a volunteer organization called Phoenix. The idea behind calling Phoenix Art Group was because we are a team of people over 40s. So we want to do, everyone decided to choose this name because Phoenix is something, you rise from the ashes and then you never die kind of thing. So I said, we want to do something like that. But when I saw your... the radio, so I contacted the lady. I said, oh, I would like to speak about it. I want to see. Well, you know, we got in common and all that. Let me introduce you to me, who I am. I am Bina Khan, and I have a graphic designing degree, actually. Previously, I originally came from Pakistan. I had a degree in commercial art, actually, from there. Yeah. But when I came to England, I was told that this degree is not acceptable, so I've done another course in university, and the kids were grown up, so I went back to education, done my course, and I've been working as a freelance worker from home kind of things. And now that I've got less responsibilities, and I thought I want to give more time to my Phoenix Art Group. We used to do art classes in Fairkites in Hornchurch.
Yeah.
We run the project for 1 year, and I have been given a lot of help. And after that, I am trying, nowadays I'm working and to build up another venue, which is in my place in Harold Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm part of Havering Changing, and they've given me this limited period to do the introduction thing, and if it gets more popular in future, they will probably give me some more time, and I want everyone to come along and see how you like it, because visual art is not very much promoted, I would say, as compared to the music industry and all that. So there are people in my area, as well as Havering, other boroughs as well, I've seen people have got visual art, but they don't have communication skills as much other people have. So they were looking for some kind of venue where they can sit and paint together, talk together, but, like-minded people.
So it's very much a social experience as well as an art club.
It is social, as well as creating things, discussing about what you do, things like
and
that.
And you were saying earlier you'd quite like an adult audience in this space as well, wouldn't you?
Well, that's right, because everyone, they wanted me to choose a section, whether you can do it for under 16 or do it for over 40s. So, because in Havering, as you already know, the in Havering is the borough where more people are elderly mm-hmm. people are,
yeah.
majority of people in there. So I decided to do for people over 40, but now I change it into anyone is welcome to come. Anyone who wants to join the group is free to join, and just anyone who is over 18 is welcome.
It sounds very fitting, though, with your Phoenix Art Club, this idea that you can re-emerge as an artist. So it's a really nice space. If you are thinking, oh, well, I was an artist when I was younger and I've had some time out, actually coming back to your group, there will be people that understand that and yeah. kind of prepared to talk to you about your journey and how re-emerge as an artist, which yeah. doesn't actually happen that often.
Yeah. And I'm quite lucky because I met Yvonne Pollard. She's taking part in it. Both of us together were doing it. She's done fine arts degree from Havering College. And I said, well, if you're not doing anything, you have a break, so let's do this thing together and see how you like. And she liked the idea because she said a lot of people have got lots of problems in this area and others, and people don't seem to get in touch with each other. Because of the COVID, whatever happened, people are not socializing yeah. enough as well. So we decided to do that. And we're very lucky at the moment. The people are interested and more people are asking for it. And we do it not as something that I'm going to do art class, like teaching them, but I want to keep it like more social outlet for people.
So it's a bit like a peer network. So you can come and share tips with each other.
That's right, just to connect with each other, with the community, and be part of supporting group. And it's good for your mental health, practicing mindfulness and improving your well-being. It's all part of the creative process, as you already know. We just create our art over a cup of tea, have chat and things like that.
And if you haven't done art before, if you're kind of new to being creative but you've always thought you wanted to have a go, is it also for people who've never really done a huge amount of art before?
We would be surprised that a lot of people who are coming in my group, like yesterday a lady came, she's one in her 80s, and she said, I've never touched art, never done any of this. And I said, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Can you write your name? She said, of course I can write my name. I said, if you can write your name, you can draw as well. And she laughed and I said, I do encourage people to, there is no age limit, anything. Whenever you want to be creative, you do express yourself, really. And most people who are, I've noticed that the people who are, when they get retired, they want to have a new hobby, they want to have some different outlet. So those are the people who are most people are coming, and I encourage them to. And they love it because they like the community, they like getting on with other people of the same age. They don't feel embarrassed, I'm the newbie. And there's no one newbie because everyone's learning there.
Yeah.
So
and what kinds of things have you done with them? What kinds of art do you do in those sessions?
Well, majority of people, I am actually, I specialize more in watercolor paintings. Mm-hmm. And people of that age group, they really like something that they don't have to go in too much into details, like going on a computer. Nobody likes to go on a computer and do graphic designing kind of thing. So it's more of a hands-on. Mm-hmm. Watercolor paintings, we do kind of outings. Sometime I arrange an outing, we go to galleries, so open up other venues. A lot of people, actually, if you talk to Yvonne, she will tell you she has been inspired by me years ago, because I started Phoenix Art about 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was my project, but I haven't been able to do regularly. So she said, actually, she used to come to my art groups, and she said, I started coming to your art group, and I started liking doing the art. It makes me feel very happy and relaxed. She went to university. She done this course, and she said, all because of I used to go in your classes.
And now she's a practicing artist, isn't she?
Yes,
she paints portraits and does commissions.
Yes, of course. She's doing very well now, and hopefully because she's always been with me. And I said, oh, well, let's do things together, so make it bigger. So she's in that age group as well, or she's about 30 now, I would say.
So going along to your art group is good for your mental well-being, it's good for your social well-being, and it could be a new potential outlet and a new career. You know, you never know what might happen if you go along to an art class.
That's true, actually. That's,
the
that's
world is your oyster.
It just, that's actually is a place where you can go and feel confident that I can do it.
Yeah.
I was worried I can do it, actually. And a lot of people who have started and they were shy, and once you start mixing up with other people, say, I'll do that. I'm going to try it. So.
And if you were one of those...
It's a confidence builder.
Too. Yeah, it's a massive confidence builder, isn't it? And if you were one of those people that during lockdown, you started, you know, doing craft and arts and things in your own home.
Because COVID. I've done lots of paintings in those times. That was the only time.
Yeah. But we saw a huge resurgence of people getting involved in creative things during lockdown, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you were one of those people that did things in lockdown, but perhaps haven't done it again, here's your chance to be re-inspired.
Yeah, yes. And I'm very active in art. Yeah. I think this is, I'm very passionate about it. From very young age, I was about 8 or 9 when I started drawing and painting instead of going, checking up what's happening in my art. Other classes. So
sounds familiar.
So I just love to be, you know, part of the art community and try to improve in more and more.
Well, let's have a bit more music. We're going to hear from another talented person. This Who Remembers Pop Idol. The first series was won by Will Young, with Gareth Gates coming second and Darius Danish third. All three
should have won.
Natalie, all three managed to make successful careers from the show, but only one received a recording deal on the performance of the song Evergreen, and we're going to listen to that now. Here's Will Young.
Wow.
Like a rainfall down my soul, and I wonder why you look at me like that. What you thinking? What's behind? Don't tell me, but it feels like love. I'm gonna take this moment. Make it last forever. I'm gonna give my heart away and pray we'll stay together. 'Cause you're the one good reason. You're the only girl that I need. 'Cause you're more beautiful than I have ever seen. Oh yeah. I'm gonna take this night and make you're more beautiful.
6FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Baby, can't you see? I'm calling. A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. No escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. Do I get calm down? Losing my hands, spinning down.
And that was, of course, Britney Spears. And she appeared on Star Search at the age of 11. Wow. She went on to release her first two albums in 1999 and in 2000, which turned out to be international successes. And after a bit of a hiatus away from music due to personal issues, she returned with a bang with hits such as Womanizer, Piece of Me, and If You Seek Amy. She went on to land a Las Vegas residency for her Piece of Me show at Planet Hollywood, which later got adapted into an arena concert tour.
And the film Crossroads is now on Netflix.
There you go.
So yeah, I watched it the other day.
Amazing.
I forgot that film existed, but it was really joyous to watch.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we're back with Bina.
Oh, I thought I was off.
No,
you're still with us.
Back to the mic, Bina. Back to the mic.
Back to the mic.
So, Bina, we're going to ask you a little bit more about you as an artist and some of the things that you feel influenced about. So, if you're making a painting or you're doing a piece of artwork, where does that come from? Tell us more about what kind of things you make.
Well, I have always been into art, which I like because I want to do more creative thing in that way. And I influence so much from the Eastern art, as usually Muslim art, and Eastern art, it's always in the back of my mind, you know. Some people actually recently said that whenever you do portrait, it looks like an Asian girl. I said, really? Oh. She said, because is it in your mind? I said, I don't know. I always try to do people who are in front of me. But she said, it does look like you make their eyes dark. You make their hair darker. And I said, maybe it's unconscious in me. But I do try to show where I come from. I don't want to lose my roots. So I want to put Asia and East and West kind of togetherness. I've done lots of painting. I had an exhibition in Queens Theatre. That was a few years back, and most people can tell, they say that it looks like a very unique type of work because it shows the background where you come from. So Asian side is I try to promote. My next exhibition is going to be in Queen's Theatre. They've given me date, but before COVID happened, they've given me date, but then the COVID came and they said we can't do it. So everything was
postponed.
So I'm still now I'm going to get another date, and my next exhibition is going to be about Bollywood art.
About
Bollywood not Bollywood paintings, Bollywood movies, which is very, very famous. They call it next to the Hollywood, and they're becoming Bollywood. They make so many movies, and all Asians community, most people, they brought up on their songs from the young age, so they very much influenced everything they do. So hopefully.
And what kind of work would you see in that exhibition? Would it be a collection of paintings? Would it be some clips of some films or a bit of both?
I'm only doing paintings, actually. I'm doing paintings. I've done some paintings already during the COVID days, and I'm going to make some more of them. They mostly are from very famous old movies when they first started from Bollywood talkies. They used to call when they talkie movies from there. So I want to bring people to know that where it comes from, how much is it influenced in our culture. And
so you want to have a bit of a museum style as well, where you tell people about the painting, where it's come from, what it means to you as well.
That's what I'm trying to do.
When you're looking at your paintings, and sorry, I'm really interested, you're saying that people always see the Asian inspired artwork. Do you think there's certain colors and textures that you use?
I think so. I think I've been told that I use very strong colors.
Being so really high pigment color.
Yeah, we've been brought up in a society where people usually wear very bright colors. It's the weather, it's what the atmosphere is always. And my colors are usually, like I use a lot of, in my watercolor, I use gouache paint. Gouache paint is quite attractive and very fast. So it brings people like, oh, what's in there? So my paintings are quite different from the Western art. Western artists are usually using very pale colors, and the ambience is quite, like you can see, it's been painted in the fog. And there's fog going on.
Whereas your style is very much in the sunlight.
I like doing acrylic paint, but I mix it with the watercolor. Because I have this liking for very strong colors.
So you use any paint that's kind of got a really high pigment, and you're
high
happy with textures
like
kind of
it,
combining
yeah.
as long as it's just really
yeah.
bright and bold.
And maybe because also I've been studying graphic design, and mm-hmm. I was like trained in a way to how to get the attention from a person. So how to
yeah.
get the attraction. So I tend to use more of orange and reddish tones a lot.
So very fiery
yeah,
colours.
Kind of. That's right.
And another thing that you mentioned to us while we were listening to some music is all of the voluntary things you do. You seem to have a million different projects on all at once.
I've always been doing some kind of volunteer work. I don't know, I'm one of those people who can't sit still. I just want to do something and a lot of work.
And there's one thing in particular you mentioned you wanted to talk about, because not many people know about this, and this is fibromyalgia.
Yeah, that is very close to my heart, because ever since I've been diagnosed, I'm a very different person now. Mm. I was very capable. I could paint for 10 hours and never get tired, but now I'm a different person because this condition is very tiresome. It's very debilitating, and sadly, people who are suffering from it, they don't look ill.
Mm-hmm.
Most people think I'm perfectly fine, but I know deep down I'm always struggling, and it's the pain going on. The fibromyalgia, my mental capacity is not the same as mm-hmm. it is. And I do really want a lot more people to recognize this is quite serious condition.
And you're helping and people by trying to bring them together and put them towards the right information.
Yeah, yeah, I try to. They've given me this UK fibromyalgia website. They have given me a lot of information. The leaflet, this is one of the leaflets. I'll leave it with you today. And there's a leaflet they give, and they give you kind of information and also gives you how to deal with it. Because sadly, there is no cure for it.
Mm.
And in America and other countries, it is considered a full disability. But still, people in here, even the doctors are not fully aware of it, what mm-hmm. it is.
It must be quite hard to diagnose as well. Cause,
it is. It took them
some of their symptoms.
More than 5 years to diagnose mm. me, because they couldn't understand what is happening to me.
Yeah. And some of the symptoms are things that could be anything, really, couldn't they? I mean, you talk about muscle pain and
it's always,
fatigue and disturbed
time.
Sleep, things that poor concentration.
I can't sleep, I've got insomnia.
There's so many of those things that are affected.
Which can be, you can always think, oh, she can't sleep because she's worried about something. Or she had an emotional problem, she had this or that. But there's loads and loads of reasons people have this kind of condition, and they've never been diagnosed.
And you said it affects more women than men?
Yes, more women.
Yeah.
There is a percentage of maybe 1% with men. It never happened to men. They're still working at it. Their research is going on. They're still doing it, but they haven't found the conclusion. They're thinking that women's body is completely... It is, even though women are very strong, but they have got a different way of the body system, so it affects them more.
And has that affected your kind of practice as an artist?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I've lost my job because of it, because I couldn't handle my job, full-time job, because my job was working in a sales, and I have to stand all day.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stand.
Mm-hmm. And it was just too physically exhausting.
It's so very physically exhausting. And
is there a way that you
I couldn't even find my job because of this.
Yeah.
Because I have got such a condition that it changes your life.
Do you think that some of
the only thing I can do, I would say nowadays, I can only paint and sit down and do some drawing. I can't even do painting standing up like on the easel I used to do.
Actually, that says quite a lot in terms of the usefulness of art and creativity. Actually, even if you're struggling, you can still find some passion and some energy.
Yeah, passion keeps you going. Yeah, the passion tells you that, oh, okay, I can't do this, but I can do that.
Mm.
I turned into more watercolour, for the same reason, because watercolour is much easier and on my hands.
Less physically exhausting.
Less physically exhausting and more relaxing and meditative kind of thing. So
you have to be patient with watercolour, don't you?
That's why I don't do watercolour.
Yeah, have you done it?
No, not patient enough.
I don't know if it's a patient thing, but I think it's the reason I like it is the transparency of it. Mm-hmm, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love the way it mixed up and give you such light, soft kind of feeling. That's what I like. But I think maybe I was doing it quite a lot because of the reason, my health condition. I get to like it even more.
Yeah.
So more of my painting would be done in watercolor than acrylic. Acrylic is very strong medium, as you know.
Yeah,
I love acrylic.
Acrylic, you love it?
Yeah, I love acrylic. I like.
I'm more an oil person.
I like oil really painting. Flat. The oil painting is a lot of, you know, it's kind of hard work. Yeah. A lot of patience.
Love the smell.
The smell is good.
The smell
it's very. It is a sensory experience. Oil painting, isn't
it? Yeah, that's true. Have you been doing some art?
I do bits and pieces, but I don't do oils anymore. I did when I was doing my A level art. I did loads of oil painting in my A levels.
Have you?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I don't know why, but I just did loads, and it's a really versatile medium, actually.
Actually, watercolour and oil has got a lot of similarities. Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, it's just acrylic and gouache.
I find with the oils, you need to have space, don't you? The space and time.
Yeah.
Because that's not going to dry for a long time.
Yeah.
So you need to have it out and you need to have time to keep working
and
on it.
And you need your own studio. You can't really do it in the back of the kitchen.
This is why we all need our own studio.
Yeah.
We should campaign for that.
We should, shouldn't we?
I don't know, somewhere that you could just go to a place
in Brentwood and have a desk and do some painting. I mean, where could that happen? Who knows? Maybe we'll make that happen one day.
We'll do one day.
I mean, it's really difficult when you've got a diagnosis like that, and I can imagine it's painful and it's a really hard thing to deal with. But it also sounds like it's given you an opportunity to really focus in on the watercolor and to kind of build your skills in that area.
It's like life is pushing you towards
a certain direction.
My goal is always that I'm never going to give up on my art. That's my life because I'm always going to do that. But I just find easiest way to do things. Mm. Like I'm lying in my bed most of the time, painting in my bed. So I think of Frida Kahlo.
Yes, well, she exactly.
I mean, she's my inspiration, and she has a terrible life, and she was.
She had to do all sorts of things to be able to paint.
She also painted with very bold colours.
Yeah, because she was Spanish, wasn't she?
Mexican.
Oh, Mexican. Yeah. I love her art.
So let's just recap on if you want to join in with the Let's Paint Together. If you want to join in with this, you can book your place on a Saturday afternoon. It's running from 3 till 5 p.m. You can email beenaphoenix@gmail.com. That's B-E-E-N-A Phoenix, P-H-O-E-N-I-X @gmail.com. The venue is My Place over in...
As in the My Place Centre.
As in the My Place Centre.
Claire's House.
No, not My Place. My Place Centre in Harold Hill.
I don't know.
And you can go and paint and meet the lovely Beena, which has been an absolute delight to meet
you.
And also felt slightly kind of, you know, feared that you were also a broadcaster and you've done lots of radio yourself. So I was a bit like, ooh.
No, but I've got
an expert in the programme.
I've done all in my own language. And if you ever give me some chance, I'll probably come and talk and put some Bollywood music on for you.
We'd love that. We have played a bit of Bollywood. We've had various different themes.
We could do a special show.
But we could definitely do a special show with you.
That
would be amazing. Oh, well, there you go. Right, let's get back to our music playlist. And this, who are we going to go to now? We're going to go to... This is somebody that appeared on The Voice UK back in 2012. She made it to the semi-finals with her mentor, Jessie J. However, she didn't win the show, but she didn't let that stop her either. This is Becky Hill. She's gone on to achieve massive success, featuring on tracks with the likes of Rudimental, MK, Wilkinson and Sigala. In 2021, she released her album, Only Honest, on the weekend. And since then, she's dropped hits such as Disconnect and Never Be Alone. Becky's new album, Believe Me Now, is due out in May this year, and we're going to listen to this one, which is a combination of Becky Hill, Medusa and Good Boys with Lose Control.
Control. I need your love. control.
When I lose control. When I lose control. When I lose control. When I lose control. I know I can be destructive, and I can change the atmosphere. All I ask from you is patience, some patience, some patience. Just let me know, can you be the one to hold and not let me go? Control.
Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
I met a boy last week trying to run that game. It sounds so sweet when he say my name. I said, boy, stop, run it back. You can talk that talk, but can you play that sax? Met a boss last night buying out the bar. Said I can ride top down in his Jaguar. I'm like, boy, stop, run that back. You can drive all night, but can you play that sax? Baby, baby, I've been waiting for the one to blow my mind. Maybe you can get it if you got that thing I like. I need a stick up, brother, with the chains down, sir. The type of red hot lover got me freezing, girl. Say you can go on, not the way you let that check. But if you wanna hear me sing, you better play that sax. Give it to me. Vain, yeah, he been loving himself on a Kim and Ye. I'm like, boy, stop, run that back. Goddamn you, father, can you play that sax? Hard ass fool, Mr. Know-it-all. Think you got flood down to a formula. I'm like, boy, stop, run it back. Pick a big guy, Cupid, can you play that sax? Baby, baby, I've been waiting for the one to blow my.
or bass guitars. Fellas in suits smoking on cigars. Those little boys making all that noise, but you ain't gonna steal the show. No fancy cars or bass guitars. Fellas in suits smoking on cigars. Just play that song I know. Take a deep breath and blow.
Get loose, get right, get a grip and rock me all night. Hold tight, lean back, play what I want with that sax.
And that was Fleur East with sax. Fleur was actually a part of X Factor way back in 2005. But it was her solo appearance in 2014 that really got people talking. After going on to win the show, her debut single, Sax, which we've just listened to, became a massive hit. And she went on to release a debut album, Love, Sax and Flashbacks, in 2015. She was in I'm a Celebrity in 2018, and she's become a radio presenter herself since 2019.
Wow. Who would have thought she started on X Factor?
Well, there you go. There
you forget
you go.
About these people, don't you?
Yes, you do. Anyway, that's all we've got time for this week. Oh my goodness, yes, me. Thank you so much to all of our guests for coming in. To Sue and Josh and Bina and Matt, who's just been sitting in the studio with us, hanging out.
Just keeping us warm.
Friends of the family. It's lovely to have you here on Phoenix FM. And next week, what are you doing?
I will be joined by Spencer, and we will be giving you an insight into some school holiday architecture activities not to miss, as well as the usual film shenanigans to listen to as you tuck into your Easter dinner.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
But until then, we'll leave you with Nigel, the King of Soul, who will make your Sunday as funky as it can be. And again, a huge thank you to all of our guests. Always fun to have a full studio.
Definitely. Before we go, we're going to leave you with a couple of tracks. Despite her amazing success, Jennifer Hudson unbelievably only finished seventh on the American Idol back in 2004. She since went on to appear in the hit movie Dreamgirls, has released three studio albums, and has become a mentor on the TV show The Voice UK. So we're going to hear Spotlight from her. And then we've got Ella Henderson, now known for her huge hits such as Ghost and Glow. She started out on The X Factor as well, and she competed in the ninth series and in 2012, and she was a strong favourite, finishing sixth in place. So again, you don't always have to be the winner to be the winner. Here's Jennifer Hudson and Ella Henderson.
Well, I don't like leaving under
to the river to pray, 'cause I need something that can wash out the pain. And I'm lost, I'm sleeping all these demons away. What's your ghost? The ghost of you, he keeps me awake. My friends, had you figured out? Yeah, there's so much inside of you. You tried hiding another you, but your evil was coming through. These guys sitting on the wall, well, they watch every move I make. My life living in the shade. Your cold heart makes the spirit shake. I had to go.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.